Good evening. We're coming to you from the Holy See Baptist Church under the Egyptian Church of Christ Incorporated. This program is for one group of people and one group only, the children of God. We no longer have to wonder or wander off the straight path. For those who want to make a difference, for those who want to know the truth to so many unanswered questions, and for those who are tired of the devil taking control over everything in their lives and the lives of their children. This program is set up for those who want to be in God's kingdom here on earth, according to the scriptures, Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Therefore, we must take back control of our lives. We, the Holy See Baptist Church, are reaching out to embrace all of God's children, as it states in Psalms chapter 82, verse 6. I have said ye are God's, and all of you are children of the Most High. Next, you'll be listening to our pastor, the Reverend Dr. Malachi Z. York L., in question and answer form.
Palestinians are demons. Some of them lodged in demon. Saddam Hussein is a demon. The Prince of Saudi is a demon. The author Saud from Syria, these are demons. Turkey, demons. The government here is ran by demons. You understand? All over the world, Canada, demons. Those are all demons. The demons are plaguing the world and causing mischief and bloodshed daily. And they're telling us Jesus is going to come down over there when the Bible is going to tell us that God's going to send this kingdom from heaven and Jesus is going to come. And each of the 12 disciples have their own room with their name on the door. And each representative of the 12 tribes of Israel, and they changed it from the original, is in there for each of the 12 tribes. But you have them already resurrected. That's why they're already there, because these disciples were witnesses for Christ that was transformed back to heaven because they suffered with Christ, suffered. All of them except for John died the same death. But the tribe of Israel will be gathered under Judah, and they'll be a part of 144,000. And that's why you find in the book of Revelation chapter 21, they're going to speak about the 12 tribes of Israel being there also. Because they will also be saved if they're gathered. And they will already be out of here when this kingdom comes. You see? They will already be on the crack of God, and you just know he said with God. Now watch me go on. Good. And they shall be his people, and God himself
shall be with them. Amen.
Four. Good.
And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying.
Can the body die?
Yes.
Can the spirit die, as I said?
No.
So what kind of body will it be?
Spirit.
Verse 5.
And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is the thirst of the fountain of water by thy beauty.
You know what that means? Do you remember when Christ was on the cross?
Yes.
When he reached that ninth hour, and he was about ready to give up the ghost, and when the Spirit of God left and he was made a man again, he said,
I
remembered that. He remembered the point of suffering. He remembered the agony of the cross. And he's trying to tell you that when you reach that point, I will provide that water. You don't have to ask man so they can give you vinegar. When you get thirsty, I'll be there. When you reach the point of death, I'll be there if you want me to. All I got to do is ask for it. That's it. Go ahead, let's dance. What we got, seven?
Yes.
Fred?
He that overcometh shall inherit all things.
And I will be.
And I will be his God.
And he will be.
And he shall be my son.
See, like everybody will be like Jesus. And say, Jesus said, in this case, at that point, I will be like the Father. And y'all will be my children. Like when I was at that passion point, the Father stepped in on my behalf. Very glad. Hey.
But the fearful and unbelieving.
Oh! Hey, they got something about you doubters. It said, but the fearful, right, and the unbelieving, and the abominable, and the murderers, and the whoremongers, and the sorcerers, and the astrologers, right, and the idolaters, and the liars shall have their part
in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death.
You hear that?
Yes.
When it all happened, the transformation, this not only will the rapture lead them for 1,000 years that was content with the real devil, not Lucifer. Lucifer is not the real devil. Beelzebub is not the real devil. Satan is not the real devil. All of these are names of the son of the devil. If you read your books, Isaiah chapter 14, verse 12, straight down, it tell you that Lucifer is the son of Shakar. Man hasn't even met the real devil yet, the real mystic man. They met his son. Alright? It goes on in this chapter. And I want to take you somewhere else, because this takes you about the scripture. They'll tell you Jesus is in there. It tells you about the size. It tells you about the Lord God Almighty. It tells you about all the different things in there. And then it goes on to the 22nd chapter of the seed about the Lamb. And it goes on where Jesus picks up in the 22nd chapter of Revelation, verse 7, about how he's coming swiftly. But we were saying, I want you to read Revelation 18, because we're at this day and time. Right? That was all 21. Yes, indeed. It's just like they said, it's going to be a lake of blood. That lake of blood is running through old Jerusalem now. I could have went to Matthew 24 and showed you where it said, don't go over to Jerusalem looking for Jesus. But it says it in there. Don't say he's in the east, or he's out somewhere in the desert. It's because he said, for as lightning coming out of east, even unto the west. Lightning, when you see it, is shining upward. The thunder comes down, it bounces, and what you see is going up. So the Spirit of God, through the new Christ, will be coming out of the east, but rising in the west. But the city is coming east in it. That's what you understand. You got to get what? Caught up.
Oh, yeah.
To God.
Yeah.
You know, otherwise, if you ain't raised up in an incorruptible that perfected, then you can forget it. Where are we at? Number 3. For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of the fornication, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication what?
With the earth.
Go ahead.
And the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacy.
That's right. All the people are made rich by buying and selling in America, by the World Trade Center, by Wall Street, stock exchange, selling all kind of corruptible things to people. Anything you want to buy, if you got the money for it, you can buy it. But God tells them.
And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people.
In the world,
but not out of her.
Stop partaking of her delicacy. Stop trying to get into her educational program. Stop trying to get into the whole world. But you don't have to listen. This is a bunch of myth. This is somebody's botanist about it. And Dr. Carter. Right? This is all fake. You fact people don't listen to us, but we don't want y'all there with your facts though. We want people who have faith, believe in people. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins. And what?
And ye see not of her ways. For her sins have reached unto heaven.
And what?
And God hath remembered her iniquities.
And thus have you, and God have remembered her iniquities. And thus have you turned your book to Revelation chapter 9, verse 11. You will find God has remembered her iniquity. Because America's always preaching in God we trust, when they don't really trust in God, because they put people to death. And God says, vengeance is mine, says the Lord.
Yes.
So if you really trust in God, you wouldn't be putting people to death. You would trust that God has that under control. But if we were raising a child in a way they should know, they would not depart from the Lord. But you devils took the Bible out of school. Because you wanted to breed devils. And since the Bible's out of school, find out exactly the date that happened and check it out and see how much crime and corruption has increased. And they're not even trying to put it back in. They'll make you go in court and get on the witness stand and put your hand on the Bible, but they don't make the judge or the lawyers do it or the DA. Everybody, she has to come through the door. Every juror, every judge, every lawyer, everybody has to come to the door with their hand on the Bible. If this Bible, if it isn't God, we trust a verse that you don't find in the Bible. Where'd you go? 9-11.
Yes.
Read 9-11 to see how what God meant by he noticed our sins reach heaven. The sins of America. Corruption. Pornography. Drugs. Everything you can think of. And they're making you want to fight for that every time an organization like ours come along. And say, no, we don't want no parts of that. We don't drink. We don't smoke. We don't use drugs. We don't believe in prostitution. We don't believe in club hopping. We don't believe in drugs. We don't none of that crap. And they turn us into bad people. Why? That's the same thing they did to Christ. But God said, let me remind y'all who God is. And 9-11 is the date. Anybody want to believe this book was an apocrypha, a book of Revelation, the first nation did at 9, when they saw that, went to the book of 9-11. And opened the Bible of Revelation and said, chapter 9, verse 11, what happened? bread.
And they had a king over them, which is the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon, but in the Greek tongue had his name Apollyon.
Gave you two names, and both of those names mean destruction. 9-11, destruction. Babylon 1, Babylon 2, is fallen twice. We watched the building in the greatest city with the harlot coming up out of New York Harbor called the Statue of Liberty, holding the torch of Lucifer in her hand with seven thorns out of her head. Watch the two pillars of Babylon fall. And I'm telling you, as you sit here today, the new archaeologists that are working on the building are intelligent, and they're saying the new building they're going to put there is going to take 10 years, and it's going to be a replica of the Tower of Babylon.
Wow!
You heard that on the news?
That's
what they're saying now. They're going to make a replica in the city of New York of the Tower of Babylon. You can pull up with the computers and believe me, check it out. That's because you are a child of God. The people that are doing that are demons. Devils are running this country and running the world. And they got everybody, Jews, Muslims, everybody working with them. And they just kill it. They're killing anybody that believes in God. Anybody. Fanaticals or whatever. And don't think I'm saying Osama didn't believe in God because they're a bunch of demons. So they're all Osama bin Laden's family, hooked up with the Clinton family, and Cheney got the oil wells. All of them, when they've been into Saudi Arabia, now back in 1940 something. You better go back into history. They've been hanging out with Saudis since 1940. Yeah. Every Saud, the founder of that Saudi family, was hanging out with American president. They've been exchanging women and drinking and partying for years. Ain't nothing new, it's all the works of the devil. Then you think that each one is the enemy while they sell each other weapons. Where are we at? Revelation. Go ahead.
One woe is past, and behold, there come two woes more than I have.
Hear that?
Yes.
One woe is gone, and two more shall come out. What was that? Huh? What are they?
Oklahoma.
The first woe was
Oklahoma.
And two more came after the World Trade Center. The Pentagon was a failure. That's right. It was a failure. But the Oklahoma bomber, who was that white boy
name?
One first.
Two.
You want to read on? You want to see what happened next? Do you really want to know?
Yes.
Go ahead.
And the sixth angel sounded.
What angel?
The sixth.
What's that number?
Six.
What's that number?
Six.
Whose number is that?
The devil.
Go ahead. And the sixth angel sounded.
And I heard the voice from the four horns of the holy altar, which is before God.
Go ahead.
Saying to the sixth angel, which has a trumpet, loose the four angels which are bound in the great river of Euphrates.
You know what that is?
Yes. Yes.
That the four pillars of the angels that support the black.
Right.
And loose the weather, the winds. And that's what's happening now. That and now we can't control the climate, icebergs are melting, storms are coming from nowhere, snow in Georgia.
Right.
The prophecies are, we're standing in the midst of the revelation process. Back to Revelation 18:6.
Reward her even as she rewards you.
So what did she get? This harlot, this Babylon. She got rewarded the same way she won. She bombed Hiroshima and Nagasaki, went over there and massacred them people in Guyana for nothing. Went over there and disrailed Panama to get rid of working for them. Messed up all the people in South Africa and all the food in Hollywood and messing their lives up. Got North Korea and South Korea fighting each other, destroyed, destroyed Vietnam.
Yeah, yeah.
And I can just keep on going. Went all through Ethiopia, all through Somalia, every trust is connection. And God is giving you back what you do. And he's going to give you back more than what you do. Go ahead, what it say?
warned her, even as she rewarded you.
How much?
And double unto her double, according to her works.
Why do you think they still don't stand by? If they told me and you that they got all the hot pockets of all the terms. Wait.
How much she has glorified
herself
and lived deliciously. So much torment and sorrow gave her. For she is saying,
how much she has glorified herself. Ready?
America, America, God shed his grace on thee.
God has not blessed you for coming into this country and taking over the Native American land and creating a trail of tears and giving them smallpox and killing them and raping their women. But listen to what it says again.
America, America, God shed his grace on thee.
Listen to that. God shed his grace on thee. And they have St. Patrick's Day in New York. Yeah. Now we have an idea. If you uphold the Irish tradition so much so that you still celebrate Irish holidays, why not join an island? You love it so much, but you don't want to go home.
Yeah.
Yeah, them Irish calling themselves American. Are you Irish or are you American? You're not an Irish American. You're either an American or you're Irish. And if you are American, stop flying the Irish flag or Ireland flag, fly the flag of America. Because, oh glory, you sing about the flag. What's that one? Oh say,
can you see by the dawn's early light?
They come out of the war, and the next day when they got up, oh glory, was ragged, but was still fighting.
Nobody can show, like, back in the day, I remember this song, but when the
teams
walk at a certain time, they show
the flag. And show the flag. The French did it. Read, say the song.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light?
Stop. Say that last phrase again.
And they smoke of a great furnace.
Where?
and the son and the heir of Abraham by reason of the smoke of the pit.
And it came out of the smoke, locusts upon the earth, and unto them was given
power, and scorpions of the earth had
power.
And it was commanded them that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, neither any green thing.
From a germ warfare with his bone.
Neither any tree.
But what?
But only those men which had not the seal of God on their foreheads.
No, you got the seal of God. If you don't, you play. When it's war, it's going to keep on exploding over here. When it comes, you're going down. And to them,
it was given that they should not kill them, but that they should be tormented by us. And their torment was as the torment of scorpions.
That means when a germ warfare hits, people are not, everybody's not going to immediately die. And them Arabs are now trying to keep the German warfare together, right?
Yeah.
Heck no. They're got it together. It's called anthrax. And people gradually die. And they swell up. And they puff up. And their blood vessels explode the same way you get and get stung by a poison scorpion.
Mm-hmm.
Well, God's word is happening while we're talking. Mm-hmm. But and in those days
shall man see that.
And what?
And shall not find it.
Go ahead.
And shall desire to die.
Death shall flee
from them.
Now people have fake hearts. Right? Man wants, people sit up there wanting to die and they got them on machines.
Yes.
Bible's clear. Very clear. Diseases of man, people in this hospital suffering, and they say, I just want to die. I saw a lady the other night on television.
Yeah.
Broke my heart. It's like, oh, lady, she must have been at least 80.
She's 80 something.
80, so you there? Mm-hmm. 80 something years old, we watched the news. And they had her in the hospital. She had a thing on her head, bracing her neck. She was like this. Some young white boy broke into her house, robbed her, and raped her.
Oh,
and beat her.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So she said on television, while they were interviewing her, she said, I said, you did, right?
Yeah.
She said, I just want to die.
I'm tired.
I'm so tired of this place. Mm-hmm. I just want to die. You know what? God is something. Mm-hmm. They said, right after the interview, she died.
The next day.
God must have wept. He must have looked down and, because you know, many sick people have died. God had, it's like a special case. God had to look down and say, daughter, come on. You don't deserve to be in this pit for another day. It was amazing. She asked God to take her on television. She said, I'm tired. I want to go. Next day, God will be. In this day and time, the hospitals are full of people who are suffering from AIDS.
Mm-hmm.
They want to die, but doctors want to keep around so they can express that. Heart problem, all kinds of things. They're in the hospitals. They got people all up in wards, and they're waiting for this something. They're like, no, we don't have a cure tomorrow. Anyway, bad.
And the shades of the goldfish do not like us with horses. Prepared on the saddle, and on the heads, whereas they were crowned by gold.
Now, you're going to find that these locusts are flying in formation, and they're making sounds like horses. And above them, on their heads, it's as if they got a crown of gold. See, what we're looking at is, we're looking at the top of a plane, and we're watching the sun's light hit it on the windshield or the, and the man sees it shining. Back then, John is in a vision. He don't know what he's looking at, but planes didn't exist back then. You follow? But he sees the tip of his plane, whatever kind of plane it is, but he describes it later on as having teeth on it, like a lion. And they have these antenna booths that you can set up with gunshots that stick off the top. And on the wing, they had a bunch of things that shot out missiles that stung the earth. And this thing was a flame called a tiger fire. You know, and they used to draw teeth on it like a lion back then. And John was back here in the year 96 to 98 on the Isle of Patmos, where he was sentenced to prison because Paul, who was an FBI agent, had him put in jail when he found out that his real disciples, Barnabas, then broke away from Paul and told him, you got to go see John. And him and Titus and Silas said, no, we ain't going there. So Paul eventually had John arrested. Paul was the one squealing on all the disciples that got them imprisoned and killed. And that was his job as a FBI agent, to infiltrate Jesus' disciples, pretend to be one, go into each synagogue and try to find the real one, and in the process create Greeks to work with him. Like we have geeks to work with them. They call them Greeks back then. We call them geeks today. When Negroes are working with FBI and infiltrating our own organizations for them, trying to find out are we the real ones so they can eliminate us. Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Revelation chapter 9, verse 7.
And the shades of the locusts were like unto horses.
Locusts do not fly in formation. They don't formate, they fly in a mass. They don't organize and fly. Go ahead.
And on their heads were as it were crowns of gold.
Where the saw, they saw metal planes, they saw the sun's light beam off the plane in the sky. It looked like gold to them. Go ahead.
And their faces were as the faces of men.
Because if you look at the front of a plane, you see something that looks like this. And the wings go out this way. So he's seeing windows like eyes and nostrils and the bottom one where the wheels come out, he sees a face of a man. You know what I'm saying? He's seeing something that looks, he can't tell exactly what it is. What else are you going to say? But he had what?
And they had hair and the hair of women.
They have these gun beams shooting off the top in every direction. Good.
And as the teeth were as the teeth of lions.
You look back in any history book at the tiger fighters on American crafts and they painted teeth on all those planes. Mm-hmm. And they're doing it now. They have a television. They're doing it right now in Afghanistan. Marking names on the planes and right, drawing teeth on and eyes on them. And on the bombs too. Mm-hmm. Good.
And then they had breastplates as if it were the face of lions.
He saw the two hangers on the bottom from which the bombs come, and they looked like two big squares built about a plane. He saw the red flesh tank. He saw a plane fly over him in his vision. Go ahead.
And the sound of the wings was as the sound of chariots of many horses running to them.
Now, the locusts don't sound like that. They sound like a buzzing sound.
Yes.
Did somebody hear anything? The sound of chariots and horses? Yeah, add in like a engine. Plane goes overhead. You don't know what an engine is. You don't know what you're listening to. John saw a plane fly over with tiger wings. He saw it shoot missiles out to sting the earth. And you see what I mean? He saw the gun shoots on it, and he saw the hangers full of bombs. He saw the sun beaming off, and he was approaching him. He saw the face of flame with that flame. And he was amazed. He didn't know what he was looking at. Go on. What he said?
And they had tails like unto scorpions.
Red.
And they were stings in their tails.
The back. See here. Here we go. There you go. Say it again.
It's the button.
That's right. Now we're going to go to the tails of scorpions. Right? Have that back of the plane and come back like I said and go off like that. And have these things, or thing like an antenna on it. Or it strips like this. This is what they saw, but something like this on the back of a scorpion, the thing goes like this. Right?
Yes.
That's what John saw. He saw the end of the tail end. And he saw that thing go off. Oh, she got over there. That's a good revelation. That was years ago. All the pictures in there so you can see it. Go back on the shovel, pick up and read it so you know what Dan Tommy. Then it scared the pants off. So that fear gets you back to the body of Christ.
Yes.
Right over there. Go ahead. It's the same thing with the state. During warfare, bombing, people walk around. When they finish Hiroshima and Nagasaki, with them same thing, people are walking around there disfigured. Mm-hmm. Half a face. I can't even begin to explain. You have to get on the internet and look it up yourself to see what they did. That's what I'm saying. Put the God waters back then. Put it.
And they had an angel over them.
Remember the other one in 9/11?
The same one.
Yes. Called Apollyon Abaddon. Same one that came over them. A ruler red.
Which is the angel of opposition.
So who is he, y'all?
The angel of opposition.
Who is he, though?
The devil.
Or is it the devil's son?
The devil's son.
Is it the devil or the devil's son?
The devil.
Let me tell you something. If you go back and read the back book of the devils again, you'll find that the devil's son was cast out of heaven, not the devil's son. The devil's son was cast into the pit, not the devil. The devil's still up there.
The devil's still
in heaven. The devil himself never got cast out of heaven. The son of the devil, Lucifer, got cast out of heaven. There was no pain to listen to him. We call him Azazel. And finally, he fell. His father wanted him. They sent him amongst the angels of Michael to be educated. Mm-hmm. And when he got to a certain point of knowledge, he turned on them. This is all in the books. All in the written. He turned on them. And I watched it. I found out that. You see, I was created with fortune. He's merely flesh. I was created with smoke. This is fire. Now I'm in the Simeon, but he didn't hear the word Simeon in there. That's what we call him, Samael. Poison and moon. But he was amongst the host of angels and sought to rule the angels and sit on God's throne. That's what he wanted to do, just to sit there. Book of Thessalonians tells us, in Thessalonians 1, he will sit there for 7 years. But part of one in the faith tradition. What they're doing over there is not the real Jerusalem. The real Jerusalem is coming down out of heaven, and God said, you can look over all you Christian ministers and listen to them Paulites out there, Gentile preachers trying to make you send money to Israel. That is not, you better go back and open Revelation again and see where the new Jerusalem is coming from. It's coming down out of heaven, God's going to be there. God ain't going to be over there. It tells you right in the books of Matthew 24:23. Then if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, for there is Christ, believe it not. Right? Yeah. For there shall arise false Christ and false Christ. And Paul got his own Christ. He got the notion of false Christ. A white Christ with shoulder length hair when the Bible says men don't wear shoulder length hair. So Paul got you worshiping Saint Germain and not the real Christ. He has his own doctrine, his own gospel. Then if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, for there is Christ, believe it not. For there shall arise false Christ and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they would deceive the very elect. And I stand here today to tell my brother TJ Jerk and my brother Cluck Lowe, y'all better get away from them Paulites. They are deceiving you, and you are God's elect. You are the seed of God. You are the blood of Judah. You are the heirs of the kingdom of heaven, and you are socializing with the millionaire Gentiles for their dangerous money, the love of money. Right? And you already got the congregation of God there listening to you. You don't need to be on TVN with them devils. You understand? Before teaching all that stuff about Paul and his Gentiles, God is telling you that they're going to fool you with their fake Jesus and their fake gospel, trying to fit themselves in the kingdom of God where they don't belong. Behold, 25 says, I told you before,
wherefore a man shall say unto you, behold, he is in the desert.
Stop. They come telling you Jesus out there in Jerusalem over there in the desert over there. What?
Lord,
don't be listening to these fool preachers taking y'all on tours over to Jerusalem in the desert and say, this is where Jesus should deliver, and this is where Jesus was crucified, and this is where, and he's going to come back over here, so let's send our money over there. to the fake Jews, but Jesus said, I know the blasphemy that will call himself Jews is forgotten. Jerusalem is fallen. Go ahead.
Behold, he is in the secret chamber.
Now that goes out to the Muslims, especially in particular the Shia, who keep saying that Jerusalem is over, Jesus is in Damascus under a mosque in the sacred chamber waiting to come out. God said, they say that what?
Believe it or not.
For as the lightning cometh out of the east,
and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be.
You hear that?
Yes.
So they're telling you that the Son of Man is coming. He's coming in clouds of glory.
Right?
He's going to be in the New Jerusalem, as it says in Revelation chapter 21. And it says, Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And it says in Matthew 6:9, right? And it's telling you that the kingdom of God is coming like lightning out of the sky. But somebody got you looking horizontally towards the Middle East, where the devil is running around. And winning your sympathy and getting you in the belief system that Jesus is coming down over there somewhere. And he got you thinking he's going to go over there and have fake Jerusalem with those fake Christians and those fake Jews, those Gentiles, those cedar cannons, the cursed cedar. And you really believe it. And that is not where it's coming, not according to the word of God. You brother ministers and pastors and teachers, you better get away from them devils. You don't need them no more. There was a time when the average church was just families and cousins and a couple of friends. There wasn't no more than 20, 30 people in a congregation. It wasn't like it was today, brother. Where now you can stand there and you can find somebody like Reverend Price who be talking to almost 50,000 people in one day. Every Sunday. And Creflo be talking to 2,000 people. And T.G. Jakes, man. I wish I could remember all the brothers' names. I listen to them all. But we got black preachers running across this country that if we all get in one accord, in the body of Christ, and put no mediator between us.
1 Timothy 2:5.
What does it say in 1 Timothy 2:5?
One God.
One God.
And one mediator.
Say it again.
For there is one God and one mediator.
Between
God and man.
The
man, Christ Jesus.
Hello. No Paul. Nobody in between you and Christ. Christ. And they're teaching you about a mediator. And they got you not reading the red letter, but you're so busy reading Paul's letters. You follow all them teachers. We got enough followers of Christ that are of the seed of Judah. If you ever just turned around and looked at each other and stopped ego tripping, stop trying to out-preach each other, and all come together and share the body of Christ as one congregation, then one of y'all can get a chance to teach. And get your word across for everybody in one accord, following the law of God. We do not need them.
Yes.
Take down them white Jesuses off your church walls.
Yes.
Take down them white crucifix. Pull that stuff down.
Yes.
And put up a black Jesus.
Yes.
You don't got all the real provided for you. Why not? We give it to you.
Yes.
It represents death. And put the oath of Jesus on it. It represents everlasting life.
Right.
Not the snack house, but the
house.
Become conscious of who you are. You ain't Christians. You are Galileans.
Right.
You are Nazarites.
Right.
You are the tribe of Judah. Right. Jesus' own blood.
Yes.
Jesus' own family. Yes. And they want to make you think you are Gentiles. Yes. And you are willing to accept the crumbs of the door. For the door. For the day. You hear me? You don't believe you read Phil, Matthew chapter 15, when Jesus deals with a white woman in Canaanite. Now he calls what he calls
her.
Let's dance. Revelation chapter 9, verse 10.
And they had tails not unspoken, and then there were sleeves in their tails, and their power was to hurt men 5 months.
See, they were shooting out, they saw these things shooting off the flames. They hit me right on the street.
And they had a king over them, which is an angel of the bottomless pit.
Whose name
in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon.
Back in Greek?
But in the Greek tongue,
Well, the reason why they learned Hebrew and Greek is to tell you that the book wasn't in Hebrew or Greek.
Because
if the book was in Hebrew, they wouldn't have to say that in Hebrew and in Greek.
That's right.
The book was in Galilean, which is the form of Arabic that Jesus spoke. He didn't speak Hebrew. He knew how to speak Aramaic, but his language as a Galilean was Arabic. Not the Arabic spoken by Arabs today, because that's not Arabic, that's Persian and Pakistani and Egyptian and all kinds of stuff. He spoke Galilean. Okay? Which is just like...